Back here on the DDC, our show is presented by Spring Hill Heating and Cooling. Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, a York certified comfort expert company. Schedule now at springhillac.com. You're going to need that AC unit working this week. It's going to be a hot one. Probably over 100 this week. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick here with you. And it was a hot one when we learned that Ryan McDonough had been traded to Nashville. Defenseman from the Lightning. Lightning need to shed salary. And with that being said, let's talk to Todd Wright. He's got a podcast down in Tampa covering all things Tampa. He now joins us. Todd, were you surprised? Were you not surprised at this move? We knew they had to shed, you know, salary. We knew that he could be a part of that. But were you surprised that Nashville was a part of it?
No and no. Okay. Now, granted, it was tough to zero in on Nashville specifically, but they clearly had the cap room. It's clearly an attractive destination for players around the National Hockey League. But as far as moving McDonough's deal, that was something that didn't surprise me and others who looked simply at the cap, at the numbers. When you consider that they had Stamkos, Kucherov, Point, Hedman, and Vasilevsky all locked up for about 53% of the cap as it is. McDonough's contract would have put it over 60% for six players. So that's the one they had to work with to move with his consent because he had a full no-trade clause. And I think the impressive thing that Tampa Bay did was they didn't have to sweeten the pot to get Nashville to take all of that money. They didn't send any additional rostered players. They didn't send any prospects. And they also didn't send any draft picks, which they've done a lot in recent years.
What are the Predators getting in McDonough?
I don't have a bad word to say about him. And I think it's going to be very difficult to find a bad word to say about him. And the fact that he worked with the Lightning organization to do this deal just says what a stand-up guy he is, how he understands the big picture. The main thing you're getting is a shot blocker. I mean, there's so many things we can praise Ryan McDonough for. His leadership, what he means in the room, just the experience, attention to detail, top four defensemen. But the shot blocking is outstanding. I mean, I go back to when the Lightning took out the Panthers this year in the second round. And the Panthers only scored 3 goals in the entire series after averaging over 4 per game in the regular season and winning the President's Trophy. The Panthers still don't get it, that you've got to sell out and do a lot of things in the playoffs that you don't do in the regular season. The Panthers blocked 44 shots, I think, that entire series. The Lightning blocked 77. And Ryan McDonough was their top shot blocker. He gives of himself to keep that puck off the net, even off a great goaltender like Vasilevsky. And sure, he's going to do more of that in the playoffs than he's going to do in the regular season. But he's selfless, terrific teammate. And again, if you can find anyone who says a bad thing about this guy, they're probably lying. Mm.
The Predators, John Hines, wanted to shorten those tough minutes with Captain Roman Josi. So he was playing a lot of penalty kill minutes, and that was not the case this past season. Is he a guy that can chew up penalty kill minutes?
Maybe. He was obviously used on it for his shot blocking. So he can help in that regard. The Lightning obviously rotated a number of guys in terms of the penalty kill. So I would say yes, and I would say that's part of the attraction to bringing in someone like that, because clearly you're taking on a lot of salary. And for a guy who's going to turn 34 and you've got him for the next 4 years, at an average annual value of $6.75 million. So you're making a very heavy investment there. You know, McDonough feels that Nashville can be a contender going forward. I'm sure, you know, Colorado had the cap room. Calgary had the cap room. Those right now, I think we'd identify as more likely to compete for a Stanley Cup than Nashville, at least next year. And there's always sort of been, you guys know, there's sort of an odd connection between Tampa Bay and Nashville with some front office people over the decades. Most recently, another guy, I can't find someone, and I won't say a bad word about Bill Wickett. who moved from the Lightning to the Predators within the last couple of years. I knew Bill from when he was the SID of the Fab Five with the University of Michigan and got me my first one-on-one interview with Chris Webber. Yeah. And then the stadium series between the Predators and the Lightning. So yeah, there's a lot to make sense here. And you guys know what a wonderful destination Nashville is. And I mean, part of the reason why guys like playing in Tampa is not just because they can win a Stanley Cup, but for all year, they can wear flip-flops to practice and shorts. And I'm sure in Nashville, they can do that a lot of the year as well.
We're talking to Todd Wright. He is based in Tampa. He's got a decorated background, as he just alluded to, but he's got a good insight into the Tampa Bay Lightning. Todd, it's great to talk to you. Willie here. First of all, before we go forward, tell people the connection for all the football diehards here. There's a good football connection between Ryan McDonough and somebody you know.
Ryan McDonough is the nephew of Steve Walsh. And for those that have been around like some of us, Steve Walsh was the national championship winning quarterback on the Miami Hurricanes in 1987. Was eventually drafted number one in a supplemental draft by his college coach, Jimmy Johnson, when Jimmy went to the Dallas Cowboys. And he bounced around the NFL for a while. It was sort of an odd fit because the Cowboys already had Aikman, but Jimmy wanted Steve Walsh as well. So he spent multiple number one picks on quarterbacks as they were building up the Cowboys. But yeah, I went to college with Steve Walsh in Coral Gables. Was 23-1 as a quarterback for the Canes. Did TV with him on what is now Bally Sports Sun. Did college football shows with Steve Walsh here for a while. Steve's now coaching high school football back in Minnesota where he's from. And yeah, Sean McDonough is his nephew.
Well, we'll have to, when McDonough gets up to Nashville, we'll have to ask him about Steve Walsh. That was right in my wheelhouse. Darren, I'm sure you can remember those powerful Miami Hurricane teams. Yeah. That was the heyday of the U right there. That was great stuff. In fact, Steve Walsh is in, if you love that 30 for 30, which how could you not? It's hilarious. It's unbelievable. Steve Walsh is in that a lot, talking about those days. But Todd, let's get back to Ryan McDonough here. One of the things that we're asking here, he's a left shot, and Roman Josi and Mattias Ekholm, the two guys that you would think you would want to pair him with, are also left shots. So I'm hoping they can work that part out. That's not something I understand. Some guys have an easier time sliding over than others, but I wonder about that with McDonough.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. But it's one of those where does the value of the player, and granted, I mean, the only reason he's not going forward in Tampa is because of that contract and because Paul was a free agent and Paul has been re-signed. And they want to keep Palat. Honestly, and I don't know anything for sure here, but they don't move McDonough if they don't have a number in mind from Palat and Palat's people, because they got to keep Kucherov happy, because as we all know, when Kucherov is upset, nobody's happy around him. So Palat's part of that, a big part of that. Palat's coming off a 5-year average annual value of 5.3. You know, would Palat take 7 over 3 or 4 years? Maybe. But does it need to be more like 7.5? So $30 million over 4 on an average annual value for Palat. So that's just it. It was just the math, really. So again, you bring up the left shot and how now Nashville's top three are all left shots. But I think the value of McDonough, the Stanley Cup experience, the shot blocking, the minutes, what he means in the room, they'll worry about that and figure it out. Because, again, you can't find a lot of negative things to say about a player like this on your team.
You've illustrated a lot of what a championship team, a dynasty like the Lightning have to deal with, and they've been dealing with every year. The managing of the cap. You have too many good players to keep them all. You've got to make the smart choices. But you're saying, Todd, that it's not really a question of whether the Lightning thought McDonough could still play. He's just the guy that they had to move. Because we're all wondering here, for 4 years at 6.75, can he be valuable for the length of that contract at his age with his mileage?
I would worry about the last 2 years of the deal. Sure. But guys, we can look around in any sport, right, and see on the back end of a deal is a player ultimately worth it? And but to get him for the front of it is where the value ultimately is. So Nashville has to cross that bridge in a couple of years on what to do with maybe the final 1 or 2 years of that deal. But clearly they're not worried about that right now. And perhaps McDonough can do for Nashville what Maroon did when Maroon came from St. Louis after winning a cup and brought some of that Stanley Cup experience and acumen to the Lightning room, especially off their sweep at the hands of their former coach Tortorella in Columbus, the disaster of 2019. That, as Cooper said, Torts said, it created a monster, and the Lightning won their next 11 playoff series. So, yeah, I think that's a fair question to wonder if McDonough's worth 4 years at this point, but you're getting at least 2 very, very good years, and then you'll worry about that later.
Todd, it's been great catching up. This was tremendous insight, and I know another thing that you do with your podcast is fantasy football. We love that here. That's right in our wheelhouse. We'll have to do this again here very soon.
I would love that. Call anytime. Great to talk to you again, Willie, and have a great day, guys.
All right. Todd Wright, he is the host of the Toddcast down in Tampa. As you can tell, knows his stuff with the Lightning. Also, it has the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, so we'll have to talk to him down the road about that as well. Great stuff from Todd Wright. When we come back, we'll have more. We'll keep hashing this out. What are the Predators getting in Ryan McDonough? A championship-level defenseman? But he just did turn 33, so he'll be age 33 through 36 for the 4 years remaining on his contract at $6.75 million per year. Stay tuned. We're coming back.